York Region Public Health is planning to return to schools this fall with catch-up vaccination efforts as vaccine-preventable diseases resurface in parts of the world. Public Health has kept clinics running to offer routine immunizations for non-COVID-19 diseases that students may have missed over the pandemic. The health agency plans to host them at local schools this fall. Childhood vaccines have also become a point of concern for health providers, with polio resurfacing elsewhere in the world in recent weeks. Associate Medical Officer of Health Dr. Shixin Shen said although polio vaccine coverage remains strong in Canada, it is a reminder for the public to be aware. This whole situation really reminds us of the importance of being up to date with immunizations, including routine immunizations in children, she said. Unfortunately, there may be people who are unvaccinated and under-vaccinated. Health officials project another wave of COVID-19 in the fall as more spend time indoors, including students. The flu virus is also expected to be an issue, Shen said. In an Ontario Medical Association briefing this week, pediatrician Dr. Sloan Freeman said children falling behind on immunizations is a significant concern, both for younger kids and the school age. As we move forward through the pandemic, we really have to focus on maintaining and getting these routine immunizations that otherwise we sort of took for granted, she said. York Region started Grade 7 immunization efforts in May, with clinics open over the summer. Grade 7 vaccines include meningococcal conjugate, hepatitis B, and human papillomavirus. Although public health will be providing immunizations for grade 7 students, childhood vaccines such as polio and tetanus are generally provided by primary care providers. Shen said it is important for parents to contact their providers, noting that routine childhood immunizations are required for school attendance unless there's an exemption. We are taking a staged approach to these mandatory vaccines, she said, adding they will be sending information out to parents. We have mailed reminder notices to families of children who do not have current immunization on file. COVID-19 vaccination efforts for school-aged kids are also ongoing. Approximately 59% of York Region residents ages 5 to 11 have at least the first dose. Meanwhile, 85.8% of those 12 to 17 have at least two doses, only 23.1% with a booster dose. These numbers could stand to be higher, Shen said. With the school year coming up, it's really the perfect time to ensure kids are vaccinated as they will be interacting closely with each other in an indoor setting, Shen said. Health Canada also approved booster doses for children age 5 to the 11th of August 19. Shen said they would await provincial direction on administering that. We know the vaccines are safe and effective and really help to protect children, she said. It's really important they get the recommended vaccine doses, including any boosters they are eligible for.